You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. State officials say they're ready to spend $27 million to close the 14-mile gap in the Empire State Trail between DeWitt and Camillus. It's part of a 300-mile stretch that roughly follows the old Erie Canal between Buffalo and Albany. Executive Director of the Trail, Andy Beers, says the gap here is the largest in the system.
If you've ever ridden the Erie Canalway Trail, you know, good luck getting through the city of Syracuse. And when you get to DeWitt, let us know, right? Or whichever direction you're heading. And so this has been one of the real quandaries of how to create a safe and inviting trail route.
Major parts of the plan include a pedestrian bridge over I-481 from the trailhead in DeWitt to Towpath Road. Starting at Bridge Street, Erie Boulevard will be reduced to four lanes, with the trail down the middle of the wider median until Beach Street. Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says he's glad it'll connect to the Loop the Lake Trail, which the county is spending $9 million to complete.
What Onondaga County continues to do is give access back to the community that lost that access for generations. And we continue to use this as a tool to grow our economy, to showcase what we're doing in Central New York.
The trail will also run through the state fairgrounds, which is committing $500,000 for a gateway center inside Gate 2. Honeywell will fund the final 3 miles of trail from Solvay to Camillus. Officials say construction could begin late this summer or early fall and be complete by spring of 2021. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.